This is Kansas Profile. I'm Ron Wilson, director of the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development at Kansas State University. The home football team sets up for a goal line play, trying to score a go-ahead touchdown and help cement a winning conference record. As the play clock runs down, the players take the field. But in addition to the quarterback and running back, there are two other players in the backfield that we've never seen on the offensive side of the ball. It is two senior starters from the defense, now in the offensive lineup for this key play. This was an interesting role for these young men, one of whom comes from rural Kansas. Thanks to the Kansas State Sports Information for the data that follows, it's today's Kansas Profile. Cody Steffelbein is one of the players who was in on the play I just described. He's a senior defensive end and a two-time captain on the Kansas State football team. Steffelbein hails from the rural community of McPherson, population 14,082 people. Now that's rural. As a high schooler, Steffelbein was named to the 2019 Wichita Eagle Top 11 team and was a first-team All-State performer by both the Topeka Capital Journal and Wichita Eagle. He was also named the league defensive most valuable player. At K-State, he saw action in all 14 games as both a reserve defensive end and on special teams in 2022. In the Sugar Bowl, he had a then-career-high 3 tackles against a little old team from down south named Alabama. Steffelbein was also a first-team academic All-Big 12 honoree while majoring in industrial engineering. In 2023, he played in all 13 games, carding 19 tackles, 2.5 tackles for loss, 2 sacks, and a forced fumble over his 316 defensive snaps and 210 special teams plays. He had a banner day against Baylor when he set a career high with 4 tackles and carded his first 2 sacks, the first of which caused a fumble that was returned 15 yards for a touchdown by Des Purnell. He also had 3 tackles at both Texas and Kansas and picked up first-team academic All-Big 12 accolades. In 2024, he was voted a team captain and started every game. For the season, he produced 19 tackles, 3.5 tackles for loss, and 2 sacks over his 442 defensive snaps. He recorded a season-high 3 tackles against Oklahoma State and Kansas, while he had an 18-yard sack at Colorado and a sack in the Rate Bowl against Rutgers. Steffelbein was again an academic All-Big 12 performer. Entering his senior season, Steffelbein was again voted a team captain and started every game. In Game 1, he carded 2 tackles. In the second game, he ended up with 2 sacks for losses of 26 yards. In Game 3, he had 4 tackles, 3 of those unassisted, and followed that up with 2 tackles in Game 4. K-State would win 5 games in the remainder of the season, plus 2 losses which occurred by a total of 5 points. In Game 6, Steffelbein recorded 4 tackles, including a sack. Game 8 was against KU in Lawrence. Steffelbein had 2 tackles in the 42-17 victory over the Jayhawks. He had 2 tackles again the next week and 3 in the game after that. The final home game was his senior day, and he claimed 2 tackles again. Steffelbein finished the season with 23 tackles, 12th on the team, plus a forced fumble and a fumble recovery. For the season, his team was led in tackles by his fellow Kansan, Des Purnell of Topeka. That's not to mention the native Kansan who was the center, and Kansan Avery Johnson, who was the quarterback. Perhaps Steffelbein's most unusual appearance was on senior day. His team was near the goal line and trying to score. After all these years playing defense, Steffelbein and defensive tackle Uso Siamala were called in to join the offense. These were two of the biggest and strongest players that have played on defense, now in to block for the offense on this key play. They made a big difference, literally. On that goal line play, Steffelbein and his fellow defensive player helped open the path for the running back who scored the go-ahead touchdown. What a moment for a player from rural Kansas. For the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development, this is Ron Wilson with Kansas Profile.